And in fact, there is much more than that. There is a lack of transparency about what you get when you get a model out of Hugging Face or something like this. And there's a lot of, you know, people don't really understand the terms that are with the licenses associated with those models. And so there's general, you know, there's people make mistakes often, but so. And so the Model Openness Framework briefly basically introduced a ranking system to give transparency as to what's in a model distribution. And we are looking at two different dimensions. It's very important to understand this because people often focus on the openness, but there is also completeness. So this is all based on the concept of open science. So let me get a little bit more into the details. When it comes to the completeness aspect, we're talking about what you actually get from this distribution. We have identified 17 different components. I won't go through them now, but there are three main types of components in a model distribution. There is code, but there is also data and documentation. So all of these participate in what's going to be in there and the completeness. On the openness side, it has to do with under what terms those components are made available to you. And so the Model Openness Framework is very clear. You must have permissive licenses, no restriction whatsoever, right? And in fact, there's also another aspect which is often missed. We have, as I showed earlier, three different types of components. Oftentimes, distributions only have one license that only really is applicable to one type of components. So we also recommend that people use different licenses to cover the different components, the different types of components. So as you see, there's an example. You have Apache, for instance, for your code, CDLA for your data, and CC BY for the document. We put all of those components into three different classes. They are corresponding to different use cases. That's also very important because it's like openness from what point of view to achieve what. The first class open model basically addresses the most common use case that people have, which is to be able to use the model and do whatever they want with it. That includes fine-tuning, doing performance enhancements, and so on. The class two is the open tooling model. It gives you a little bit more insight as to how the model was trained, so you can do further analysis. And the class one, which is the last one, is really the open science model, which addresses the use case of reproducibility. You must be given all the information you need with the right licenses so that you can actually reproduce the same exact model. We put all of this into a spec which is available. So I know it's quite a few QR codes, but so the first one leads you to the MOF, which is a specification which is only about 15 pages. And then there's the MOT, which is a website. There is a registry you can use to assess the openness of your model, and you can actually record it, make it available on the website for others to find. It will give you, you basically enter the different components that's in your distribution, and what the licenses are for each of your components, and it will tell you in which class you fall. We also have a survey going on in Generative AI Commons that I invite you to look at. It will help us, you know, give us information as to what we are going to work on. This is only one of the products of Generative AI Commons. And again, I want to, you know, emphasize that the Linux Foundation has one good aspect, which is anybody is welcome to come participate. There is no need to pay anything. You don't have to be a member. So there is a website dedicated to Generative AI Commons Initiative, which is part of the LFAI and Data organization. And if any of this interests you, please join us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Arno. Okay. That's you. So now Martin, it was supposed to be with Paul, but Paul couldn't make it, so Martin just presented the presentation about Kubernetes AI building himself.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Remember now, I'm like a lecturer up here. If I see you walking down, I'm going to name and shame you. No, that's only a joke. All right. So with AI, folks, businesses are out there and they're trying to leverage the advantage with AI. And one of the key aspects of that is being able to build better products